Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. USDA Farm Service Agency Deputy Administrator Peggy Brown says they're working with two critical programs this year. Brown was recently the guest of Kentucky FSA Director Brian Laceville for a visit to Kentucky.
I'm really enjoying my visit to Kentucky. Just this warm Kentucky hospitality has been amazing. Brian's been an excellent tour guide for me, showing me lots of different types of agriculture, meeting lots of different people, just really enjoying my time.
Brown says her staff has been working to implement a number of programs.
We are at an all-time high right now of the level of programs that we're actually implementing. It's a farm bill year, as you know. We're implementing the farm bill, and we've also had two ad hoc programs to add to that, the Market Facilitation Program 2.0 and the WIP program, WIP Plus.
She says a major focus of the agency has been the Market Facilitation Program.
So far, so good. It's a program that the secretary said, you know, make this happen quickly. Our people need it. And so we did, and we are. It's nothing's ever without a few obstacles, a few hurdles, but for the most part, it's all getting out there in the hands of the people that need it.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything tasting tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Deputy FSA Administrator Peggy Brown says getting feedback from farmers around the country is one of the highlights of her work.
No, we really are. That's probably one of my favorite parts of this whole job is getting to hear those positive stories, those success stories. And, to that point, one of the people I've interacted here with today, they said, you know, keep it up, keep it going, and get us that second payment.
She adds implementation of the Wildlife and Hurricane Indemnity Program, better known as WIP, is also going smooth.
It is going along well. I think, you know, as with anything, when you have so much going on at the same time, I think the first focus of a lot of our FSA producers and probably the farmers and ranchers, too, has been MFP, right. And WIP is really now just kind of kicking in. We're starting to see payments go out and starting to see them ramp up with that as well.
Brown adds one of the highlights of her visit in Kentucky was meeting the Kentucky Ag Leadership Class.
This is an impressive program. I know that there's several types of programs like this across the country, but actually getting to see this firsthand and seeing the caliber of leaders that are involved here has just been really incredible.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.